imati o razgovoru između Čitanja Mahaprabhua i Ramananda Roya. Međutim, to je jako dugo, pa će to samo sažeto prikazati. Je dovoljno glasno.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Ghora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Ghora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Ghora Bhakta Vrinda Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namame Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachayane Yeva Shrestha Srinivari Pastatya Devasatayane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je odlučio ići u Vrindavan.
He wanted to go on his tour to South India.
Ispričavam se, htio stvari ići u obilazak Južne Indije.
And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said to Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
je rekao Mahaprabhu,
on your way, please stop in one place known as Kavur.
Na putu molim te svrati u jedno mjesto koje se zove Kavur.
There was one sudra. Actually, he is a governor. His name is Ramananda Roy.
I tamo je jedan šudra, u stvari on je
actually employed under the King Prataparudra. He is a government minister.
On je vladin ministar, radi za kralja Prataparudru, Ramananda Roy.
Come, please meet him.
Kad tamo budeš, molim te,
I met him, I thought he was just a sentimentalist.
Kad sam ga prvi put sreo, mislio sam, on je samo sentimentalist.
But after having been purified by your association, understand that he is on the topmost level of spiritual life.
Što sam se pročistio u tvome društvu, sada shvaćam da je on na najvišem nivou predanog služenja.
And actually meet Ramananda Roy and I think you will be very satisfied.
Tako molim te dođi i sretni se s njim i mislim da ćeš biti jako zadovoljan.
Lord Chaitanya, in his way to South India, stopped in that area.
Tako da je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu na putu za Južnu Indiju, on se zaustavio na tom području.
When Lord Chaitanya got there, he sat down on the banks of the river Godavari.
Kad je Mahaprabhu tamo došao, on je sjeo na obalu rijeke Godavari.
He simply went into a type of meditation.
I ušao u neku vrstu meditacije.
After some time,
nakon nekog vremena,
his procession came along.
Tu je prošla jedna povorka.
And it was drums and bugles, and they were carrying a man on a palanquin who was dressed in royal garb.
Svirali su bubnjevi i trublje i nosili su na nosici jednog čovjeka u kraljevskom odjeći.
The governor of the area, Sri Ramananda Roy.
To je bio guverner tog područja, Ramananda Roy.
Ramananda Roy, when he saw this sannyasi, he got down.
Kad je vidio tog sannyasija, Ramananda Roy se spustio sa
nosici
i krenuo prema njemu.
And then Lord Chaitanya looked. And immediately, upon seeing each other, their natural loving affection awakened within their hearts.
Mahaprabhu ga je pogledao i čim su se tako oni vidjeli, prirodna ljubav im se probudila u srcu.
And then they ran towards each other in ecstatic love.
I onda su potrčali jedan prema drugome u ekstatičnoj ljubavi.
Overwhelmed with emotion, they were embracing each other.
Preplavljeni osjećajima, oni su se grlili.
Actually, who is Ramananda Roy?
U stvari, ko je Ramananda Roy?
He is none other than the eternal associate of Srimati Radharani in the spiritual world known as Vishakha.
On je nitko drugi do vječne pratilja Šrimati Radharani u duhovnom svijetu, poznat kao Vishakha.
Šrimati
Radharani služe najintimnije od svih gopija, to su Lalita i Vishakha. Oni su najintimniji od svih tih povjerljivih pratilaca i oni asistiraju u tim povjerljivim zabavama Mahaprabhu.
And when Lord Chaitanya, who is he?
Ko je gospodin Chaitanya?
Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, not Anya. He is Radha and Krishna in one.
On je Radha Krishna u jednom.
He is Krishna.
On je Krishna.
But he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani.
No, on je u raspoloženju Srimati Radharani.
And so, when they had met together, their ecstatic love had awakened.
I tako kad su se oni susreli, probudila se ta zamisna ljubav.
An ecstatic loving embrace. It went on for some time.
I ta njihov zanosni zagrljaj ljubavi.
They were crying and shedding tears and rolling on the ground.
Oni su plakali i lili su suze, valjali se po podu.
After some time, the associates of Ramananda Roy, all the government ministers, were looking at him and thinking, what is he doing? Why is this sannyasi embracing this sudra?
I nakon nekog vremena, ti njegovi pratioci, vladini ministri su se počeli pitati šta se ovdje događa, zašto taj sanjasi grli ovog šudu.
So Lord Chaitanya realized that what they shouldn't be acting in such public ways, so they restrained their ecstatic emotions.
Onda je gospodin Chaitanya shvatio da u javnosti se ne bi trebali tako ponašati, pa su se obuzeli osjećaj.
Please come and meet me at another time.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mi rekao, pa molim te dođi pa da se susretnemo u neko drugo vrijeme.
So he left with great difficulty.
I onda je s velikim teškoćama otišao.
After some time he came back without his royal garb and met Sri Chaitanya.
Nakon nekog vremena on, Ramananda, se vratio bez kraljevske odjeće, bez tih pratioca.
And they sat down and discussed various topics about spiritual life and relationships between Radha and Krishna.
I sreo se s Mahaprabhom, oni su razgovarali o različitim duhovnim temama i odnosu između Radha i Krishna.
These talks between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ti razgovori.
Are very intimate.
Između Ramananda Roya Mahaprabhu su vrlo povjerljivi.
And one of these talks is Lord Chaitanya asks Ramananda Roy.
I u jednom od tih razgovora Mahaprabhu pita Ramananda Roya.
Ramananda Roy approached Lord Chaitanya and offered his respectful obeisances. The Lord embraced him.
Ramananda Roy prišao od poštovanja. Mahaprabhu ga je zagrlio, počeli su pričati o Krišni.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Roy.
Mahaprabhu je naredio Ramanandi.
Recite a verse.
Recitira mi stih.
From the revealed scriptures concerning the ultimate goal of life.
O tome što je krajnji cilj života.
Ramananda Roy replied.
Ramananda Roy odgovorio.
If one executes the prescribed duties of his social position,
dužnosti svog društvenog
položaja,
on pomalo budi svoju izvornu svjesnost Krišne.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of Varna and Ashram.
Obožava izvršavanjem propisanih dužnosti Varna i Ashram.
There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Da se zadovolji svevišnja božanska osoba.
One must be situated in the institution of Varna and Ashram.
Osoba mora biti situirana u ustanovi Varna i Ashram.
Lord Chaitanya replied.
Gospodin Chaitanya odgovorio.
This is external.
To je izvanjsko.
You had better tell me of some other means.
Bolje da mi kažeš neki drugi način.
So he rejected this.
Znači, odbacio to.
Ramananda replied.
Ramananda rekao.
To offer the results of one's activities to
ponuditi
Krishna.
Ponuditi rezultate svoje djelatnosti Krishna.
Is the essence of all perfection.
To je suština sveg savršenstva.
He recited a verse from the Bhagavad Gita.
I onda recitira stih iz Gita.
Yad karosi, yad anasi, yad jahosi, yad asi, yad tapasi, tukunti, yad kurushu, mahatam. The translation is whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer and sacrifice, whatever you give away, should be done as an offering to me.
Lord
Chaitanya said,
Gospodin Chaitanya rekao,
this is external.
To je izvanjsko.
Please proceed and speak further.
Molim te nastavi, još mi nešto reci o toj temi.
Ramananda Roy replied,
Ramananda Roy je rekao,
to give up one's occupational duty in the Varnashram
napustiti svoje dužnosti u sustavu Varnashrama, to je suština svih djelatnosti.
And he recited a verse from Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharma parikshajam, mam ekam sarvam prajam, Aham sam sarva papebhyo moksha yishami mahasachya. Krishna says in Gita, of all kinds of religious and occupational duties, give them up and come to me, surrender to me. I'll give you shelter and protection from all sinful activities. Do not worry. Do not fear. Do not hesitate. After hearing this statement by Ramananda Roy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again rejected this statement
and said,
go ahead and say something more. Ramananda Roy then replied, devotional service mixed with empiric knowledge is the essence of all perfection.
To je suština sveg savršenja.
He continued. He said, according to Bhagavad Gita,
on je nastavio, rekao,
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatman, Asoshati Nakankshati, Samasarveshi Bhuteshi Madhvati Ravitekaran. One who is transcendentally situated,
osoba koja je transcendentalno situirana,
and once realizes Supreme Brahman, he always becomes joyful. He never laments for anything, never hankers after anything. He's equally disposed to all living beings.
On je jednako naklonjen svim živim bićima.
Contains pure devotional service unto me.
I dostiže predano služenje meni.
So what we're hearing now is that a gradual stage, step by step, of higher and higher aspects of devotional service.
Znači, ono što sad slušamo je jedan prikaz faza predano služenja.
So what do you think Lord Chaitanya said after hearing this?
Šta mislite da je Mahaprabhu rekao kad je to čuo? Rekao je.
He rejected it, considering it to be external devotional service. He again asked Ramananda to speak further.
And Ramananda
said, pure devotional service, without any tinge of speculative knowledge, is the essence of all perfection.
To je suština.
Krishna explains that pure devotional service must be free from the desire for fruitive activities. When we perform devotional service, if we're looking to enjoy the results,
just
like in the material world, when we do something, when we go to work, do we work for nothing?
You
go to your boss and say, please, Mr. Boss, I've come here to serve you. Don't give me any money. Don't give me any vacation. I'm just here to serve you. Nobody does that, right? And if you did that, the boss would think you were crazy. You were not feeling so good. You forgot to do something that day when you woke up or something.
Nešto ste zaboravili taj dan kad ste se probudili.
Forgot to chant your rounds or something.
Niste izmantrali ili tako nešto.
Not so good, right?
Nije to baš dobro.
No, everyone does something in this world to gain something.
Ne, u ovom svijetu svatko nešto radi kako bi nešto dobio.
This is called trying to enjoy the results of what I do.
To se zove pokušaj uživanja u rezultatima svoje
djelatnosti. Ramananda Roy recited a verse that one must serve the Lord without any desire for gain. Any gain from philosophical knowledge, being a great philosopher. Many times people engage in spiritual life.
Puno puta
they
ljudi
learn
koji
so many verses,
životom, oni
they can
stihova.
Quote Shastra sometimes. Why? So they can impress so many people
by
their knowledge and their erudition.
Na ljude, o tome
so
kako
they
can
be known as a great spiritualist.
Kako bi bili poznati kao veliki
or
učenjac.
They think having a lot of spiritual knowledge means to be secure in their spiritual
to što imaju puno
practice
duhovnog će ih osigurati. U njihovoj duhovnoj praksi, da će tako biti postojanje. Međutim, to je sve zaprljanost, to je mrlja na čistom predanom služenju.
Lord Ramananda Roy says, this kind of devotional service,
tako Ramananda Roy kaže,
any, without any desire for fruitive activity, without any desire for speculative knowledge, is the essence of perfection.
To je suština.
What did Lord Chaitanya say?
A šta onda rekao Mahaprabhu, gospodin Chaitanya?
Passed it up. He rejected
it.
And then Ramananda Roy recited another verse. This verse was recited by Prabhupada all the
time. I onda je Ramanandaraj recitirao još jedan stih.
It's a beautiful Sanskrit.
To je predivni stih na sanskritu koji je Prabhupada stalno recitirao.
Gyanai prayasam upasa namanta eva jivanti samurtam babadiya vartam stane stita stitigatam tanam van manovir yaprasa jita jita pyasi traistirukam. Ramananda Roy continued.
Ramananda
he quotes
Roy
a verse
nastavio.
From Lord Brahma. My dear Lord, those
Brahme,
devotees
dragi moj gospodine,
have thrown away the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth
and
have therefore
istine,
abandoned discussing empiric philosophical truth. Should hear from self-realized devotees about your holy name, form, qualities, pastimes. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service and remain free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and animal slaughter. Surrendering themselves fully with body, words, and mind, they can live anywhere in any ashram or social status. Indeed, you are conquered by such persons, although you are always unconquerable. So what did Lord Chaitanya say to that?
Što je gospodin Chaitanya rekao na to?
He said, this is all right.
On je rekao, to u redu.
But still, can
no,
you speak more
možeš još
on the subject?
O toj temi.
Ramananda replied,
Ramananda je
ecstatic
odgovorio,
love for the Supreme Personality
zanosna
of Godhead
ljubav prema svevišnjem
is the essence of all perfection.
Je suština
svega as long as there is hunger and thirst within the stomach,
dogod u želucu postoje žeđi glad. Razne vrste pića i jela jako usrećuju osobu.
Similarly, when the Lord is worshipped with pure love,
kad se Gospodin jednostavno obožava čistom
ljubavlju, performed in the course razne djelatnosti awaken transcendental bliss
obožavanja,
within the hearts of the devotees.
Transcendentalno blaženstvo srcima
bhakta. Devotional service in Krishna consciousness
čisto predano služenje
cannot be attained even by pious activities in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one price.
Ako platimo jednu cijenu.
That is intense greed to attain
pohlepa.
If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. So he's describing that one must be greedy for Krishna.
Znači ovdje je opisano da osoba mora biti pohlepna.
Prabhupada said, if you're not greedy for Krishna,
ako nismo pohlepni za Krishna, kaže Prabhupada,
you can't get him.
Ne možemo ga dobiti.
Nisam ja also say, we have to learn to cry for Krishna.
I Bhakti Siddhanta rekao, moramo naučiti
so
plakati za Krishna.
My wife let me,
toliko puta plaćam, napustila me žena.
Bum,
moj muž je, kao se to kaže, bum, propalica.
Yeah. So many things we're crying. My children don't listen
razvoja
to me. I can't get a job.
Moja djeca se ne mogu zaposliti.
My car doesn't run.
Auto mi ne radi.
It's too hot out.
Previše vruće vani.
Crying.
Uvijek plaćam.
It's like I got a letter the other yesterday.
Jučer sam dobio neko pismo.
Save my marriage.
Spasi moj brak.
My husband doesn't want to be with me anymore.
Moj muž ne želi više sa mnom biti.
Maharaj, save me.
Maharaj, spasi me.
So, I wrote back.
Ja sam
I don't want to tell you what I wrote.
Ne želim napisati što sam odgovorio.
Anyway, I got a letter back today and it was like...
Ali dobio sam odgovor na to danas.
It was like 40... It was about... Have you ever heard of a dissertation?
Jeste ga čuli o disertaciji?
It's like, you have to, when you write your paper for school, you have to have at least 50,000 words.
Pišete neki seminar kao za školu. Morate imati bar 50,000 riječi.
So, I got a letter back today explaining my side of the story.
Koje objašnjava kao.
So, everyone is crying for husband,
tu jednu
for
stranu
wife,
priče.
For children, for car,
znači,
for money.
Znači, svak plaće zbog muža, žene,
we
djece,
have to cry for Krishna.
Auta, novca, ali mi trebamo plakati za Krishna.
Unless we cry for Krishna, we can't get Krishna.
Ako ne plaćamo za Krishna, ne možemo ga dobiti.
Really cry for Krishna.
To zaista plaćamo za Krishna.
You have to learn how to cry.
Moramo naučiti plakati.
Prabhupada said, I've opened a school to teach you how to cry.
Prabhupada je rekao, otvorio sam školu da vas naučim plakati.
This is the crying school.
To je škola plakanja.
We laugh too.
Mi se smijemo također.
And that's nice. We're supposed to laugh.
Trebamo se smijati.
But we should also learn how to cry.
A trebamo također I naučiti plakati.
Because we want Krishna.
Zato što želimo Krishna.
We don't want simply, you know, Krishna's energy. We want Krishna.
Ne želimo samo Krishna energiju.
Krishna will give you his energy.
Krishna će nam dati svoju energiju.
He's very generous.
On je vrlo veliko.
He even gives the karmis his energy.
Čak I karmi nam daje svoju energiju. Toliko puno lijepi stvari.
But we're not satisfied.
No, mi nismo zadovoljni.
It's like a little baby.
To kao mala baby.
Baby can't express themselves so good. So what do they do?
Baby se ne mogu tako dobro izražavati. Onda šta rade?
It's sound, everybody, except the mother she loves.
To je zvuk koji svih izluđuje osim majki. One to vole.
So, everyone is picking up the child.
I onda svi uzmu bebu u naručje.
Nothing happens.
Međutim, ona ne reagira, ništa se ne događa.
And then when the mother picks it up, child.
A kada majka uzme, onda je zadovoljna.
Mama. So, we have to be like that child. We have to cry until Krishna picks us up.
Tog djeteta, trebamo plakati dok nas Krishna ne uzme.
We don't want anything but Krishna.
Ne želimo ništa osim Krishna.
We're not satisfied.
Nismo zadovoljni.
So, Lord Chaitanya said,
Znači gospodin Chaitanya rekao?
He said, upon hearing up to this point, spontaneous, the Lord said, this is all right.
Slušajući sve to, do te točke, gospodin je rekao, to
je. But if you know more,
no, ukoliko znaš nešto više,
please tell me.
Molim te reci.
In reply, Ramananda Roy said,
Ramananda Roy
spontaneous
rekao,
loving service,
spontano predano služenje,
in the mellow of servitude, as exchanged by master and servant, is the highest
u odnosu služenja kao sluga, to je najviše savršenstvo.
A man becomes purified simply by hearing the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Time što čuje sveto ime
Svevišnjeg Božanskog Osoba. Whose lotus feet the holy places of pilgrimage.
Njegova lotus stopa stvaraju
sveta mjesta what remains to be attained by those who have become his servants.
Znači što preostaje da se dobije
by serving you constantly, one is freed from all material desires
and
is completely
osoba
pacified.
Se oslobađa, svi materialni želje
when shall I gauge in your permanent eternal servant
kada ću se uključiti u tvoje trajno predano služenje i uvijek se sjećati radosno? Radosno što imam takvog savršenog gospodara.
Hearing this statement from Ramananda Roy, the Lord again requested him to go
Ramananda
a step further.
Mahaprabhu ga je zamolio da ide korak dalje.
And Ramananda Roy said, loving service to Krishna rendered in fraternity
služenje s ljubavlju
is the highest
gospodina Krishna u raspoloženju prijateljstva, to je najviše.
Neither those engaged in self-realization nor appreciating the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, nor those engaged in devotional service while accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Master, nor those under the clutches of Maya thinking the Lord is an ordinary person, can understand certain exalted personalities. After accumulating volumes of pious activities, these persons are now playing with the Lord in friendship.
Oni se sada igraju s gospodinom kao
prijatelj. This mood of fraternity, loving friendship with Krishna, as a cowherd boy, this is the highest. What does Lord Chaitanya say to that?
I mean,
that is very high.
Prabhupada
used to say, you can also be a cowherd boy
in Vrindavan.
He said he was very serious when he was speaking.
On je to rekao, bio jako ozbiljan da bi tako stvari govorio. Rekao, ako slijedite praksu predanog služenja, čistog predanog služenja, i razvijate raspoloženje,
that is following the footsteps,
to znači da slijedite
and learn devotional service from one of Lord Chaitanya's and one of Krishna's eternal
associates. Možete naučiti predanog služenja od jednog od tih vječnih Krishna pratioca.
If you reach perfection, you will become a cowherd boy.
I ako na taj način dosignete savršenstvo i vi ćete postati dječak pastir.
And what do you do when you're a cowherd boy? You play with Krishna.
A što radite kad ste dječak pastir? Igrate se s Krishna.
It says that Krishna and the cowherd boys played every game
that
every other little boy has ever played.
Oni su igrali sve te igre koje bilo koji mali dječak na ovom svijetu ikada se
igrao. All the games that kids play today,
sve te dječje igre koje se
Krishna
na koje se
igra. Boys played first.
Prvo su se igrali tih igara Krishna i dječaci pastiri.
They used to play all kinds of games.
Raznih vrsta igara.
They would play keep away.
I don't know what that is.
Keep away? It's called keep away. Just translate it as it is.
Somebody said, da-da, drža dalje, podalje.
Keep away. Keep away is that they would steal somebody's lunch.
To znači da ovaj ukrade se nečija marenda.
And then that boy would try to get his lunch back.
I onda taj dječak želi svoju marendu.
So he would
marendu.
Take his lunch, they would throw it to another boy.
Međutim, onda bi oni to nekom drugom dobacili.
And then he would run after that boy to get his
on
lunch
bi trčao za tim dječakom
and
da dobije.
And they would throw it to another boy.
Svoju marendu, on bi to dobacio nekom trećem itd.
And this is called keep away.
I to se zove
drži podalje. Maybe you did that when you were a kid too.
Možda ste i vi to se igrali.
And they would play leapfrog.
Leapfrog.
You know what a frog is?
A frog?
Yeah.
What was the first frog?
Fog. Leapfrog.
Oh, leapfrog. Oh.
Yeah, leapfrog.
Okay, so I can't hear so.
Didn't you play these games when you were a kid?
No.
Oh.
I was used to read.
You're a yogini, huh?
No, my eyesight suffered as a result.
No, you were transcendental knowledge. I was just uselessly playing games. Leapfrog is that one boy jumps over the top of another boy and the other boy jumps over the top and that's
why I play like this. Ima nešto slično ovdje, kad se skače preko, jedan dječak skače preko drugoga i onda on preko ovoga ispred. Mi nešto slično imamo, ali malo krutnije. Ovaj, kad se, da. There's a similar game here, but it's a bit more cruel because they just jump on top of each other and they stay there and they kind of hit each other on the back then.
Krishna played that game too.
Yeah.
He did. He played all the games.
I Krishna I to igra.
This is a perverted reflection of
To je iskrivljeni odraz iz duhovnog svijeta.
In the spiritual world there's no cruelty, but they play rough sometimes.
U duhovnom svijetu nema okrutnosti, iako nekad pomalo onako se jače malo.
And sometimes they would take Krishna's lunch and they would look into it and they say,
ponekad bi uzeli Krishnu marendu,
what did Mother Yasoda bring to give you today?
I pitali, šta ti danas dala majka Yasoda?
And then they would eat out of Krishna's lunch pail.
I onda bi mu jeli njegovu marendu.
Yeah. And sometimes they would say, Krishna,
ponekad bi rekli, Krishna,
you're not so great.
Nisi ti tako
posebno. I can beat you up.
Ja te mogu istući.
And they would jump on his back.
Onda bi mu skočili na leđa.
And they would wrestle with Krishna.
Onda bi se hrvali s Krishna.
And sometimes Krishna would let them win.
A ponekad bi Krishna pustio da pobjedi.
Just to make them feel happy.
Samo da ih usreći.
And sometimes they would go to a well.
Ponekad bi otišli do nekog bunara.
And they would make a sound into the well.
I tu bi vikali u bunar.
And then the sound would come back up.
Onda bi se jeka
vratila. And they would say, oh, there's somebody down
here. Rekla bi, oh, tu se neko nalazi unutra.
This is what you do in the spiritual world.
To je ono što radite u duhovnom svijetu.
It's fun.
To je zabava.
There's no work.
Nema rada.
What else would they play? They would imitate the animals and make all kinds of animal sounds.
Onda bi imitirali životinje i proizvodili te razne vrste životinskih zvukova.
Birds, especially birds.
Posebno ptice.
Imitate the sound of the birds.
Oponašali bi zvukove
ptica. Or the sound of the frogs.
Ili zvukove žaba.
Or the sound of the monkeys.
Ili zvukove majmuna.
But there's no dogs there.
Međutim, tamo nema pasa.
So in this way they would have fun playing like that.
Na taj način su se zabavljali igrajući se.
And then they would sit down and they would have lunch.
Onda bi sjeli, onda bi ručali.
And they would share each other's lunch.
I podijelili bi ono što bi imali međusobno.
Prabhupada
je rekao,
and this is a quote,
a ovo je citat.
He said, the perfection of life,
rekao je savršenstvo života,
is to look into Krishna's lunch pail,
je pogledati u Krishnu marendu,
and see what Mother Yasoda made for Krishna today.
I vidjeti što mu je danas spremila majka Yasoda.
That's Prabhupada said.
Prabhupada je to rekao.
Give you a little indication of Prabhupada's mood.
To nam nešto govori o Prabhupadnom raspoloženju.
This is spiritual world.
Znači, to je duhovni svijet.
So Ramananda Roy recited that this mood of the cowherd boys, it's the highest.
Znači, Ramananda Roy je, on je rekao da je to raspoloženje dječaka pastira najviše.
Lord Chaitanya said,
Gospodin Chaitanya
this
rekao,
statement is very good.
Ovo ta izjava je jako dobra.
But please proceed even further.
No, molim te, nastavi još dalje.
Ramananda Roy then replied, loving service to the Lord in parental relationship is the highest perfectional stage.
Služenje gospodina s ljubavlju u odnosu roditeljskom, to je najviša faza savršenstva.
Ramananda Roy continued, O Brahmana, what pious activities did Nanda Maharaj perform by which he received the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Krishna as his son? And what pious activities did Mother Yasoda perform that made the absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, call her mother and suck her breast? The favor Mother Yasoda obtained from Sri Krishna. The favor Mother Yasoda obtained from Sri Krishna,
the bestowal of liberation,
was never obtained even by Lord Brahma or
to
Lord Shiva,
dobio, ni gospodin Brahma,
nor even by the
Shiva.
Goddess of Fortune, who always remains on the chest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the higher ras.
Znači, to je još više
in Vrindavan, there are only three rases.
Postoje samo tri rase.
Friendship, parental affection,
roditeljska ljubav,
there's one more which we'll hear.
I još jedna o kojoj ćemo
kasnije. So this parental affection,
znači, ta roditeljska ljubav,
very pleasing to Krishna.
Ona pruža puno zadovoljstva Krishna.
Because Prabhupada says,
Prabhupada kaže,
that Krishna likes more to be chastised by his mother
kada ga ukori njegova majka,
than to receive the prayers from all the great sages.
Kada dobiva, kad su mu upućene molitve svih velikih mudraca.
Krishna is more happy.
Krishna je sretniji.
And he gets greater transcendental pleasure
i više uživa na transcendentalnoj razini
chastised by his mother
kada ga kori njegova majka
than when he is glorified by the personified Vedas.
Utjelovljene Vede.
Supreme Personality of Godhead loves to take the position of subordination.
On voli biti u položaju podređenosti.
Now, Prabhupada says, don't artificially try to do that.
Nemojte to pokušavati učiniti na umjetan način.
Don't chastise your deities.
Nemojte koriti sva božanstva.
Because you might get in trouble.
Jer se možete uvaliti u nevolji.
You can't do that unless you're on the platform of Mother Yasoda.
Ne možete to učiniti ako niste na razini majke.
But this is Krishna. Krishna, he loves to be in a position of subordination.
On voli biti u podređenom položaju.
Although he is the Supreme Lord and everyone glorifies him.
Svevišnji gospodin, svi ga slave.
He is the most powerful of all living entities in existence.
Ima da je najmoćniji od svih živih bića koja postoje.
Still, he is conquered by the love of his devotees.
Ipak, njega pokorava ljubav njegovih bhakti.
So much so,
toliko,
that when Mother Yasoda chastises him,
da, kada ga majka Yasoda kori,
he feels fear.
On osjeća strah.
And he cries.
I plaće.
And he's not just faking it.
I nije da se on baš pretvara.
It's not that because he's God, he's just making believe.
Nije baš zato što on Bog.
No, he's actually exhibiting these moods of loving relationship,
on
just like an ordinary boy and an ordinary parent.
Ljubavnih odnosa. Kao obični dječak sa običnim roditeljem. To je Krišna.
It's like when he stole butter.
Baš kao kad je krao maslac.
His mother was gone and he ran into the other room and stole butter and
ate
the butter
tu,
and gave the butter to the monkeys.
U ostav, onda jeo maslac
and his mother
i
came back and she was looking for him.
Vratila i tražila
she couldn't find him.
Ali nije ga mogla naći.
She saw all butter footprints all over the
I onda
room.
Vidjela otiske stopala
she followed the
sa
footprints
i
onda found Krishna in the other room eating butter and giving
Krishna
it to the monkeys.
Kako jede maslac
she
i dijeli ga majmunima.
She took a stick.
Uzela
she came after Krishna.
I trčala za
Krishna. Krishna became afraid.
I Krishna se
he jumped down
bojati
from the grinding mortar.
I on je skočio sa mlina i počeo trčati.
Mother Yasoda was chasing him.
I majka ga je
and she was running and he was running and she was running and
te
he was
oboje
running.
Trčali.
But he's fast.
No, on je bio brz.
Couldn't catch him.
Nije ga mogla.
And the flowers that were in her hair, they were falling off her head.
Kosi, to je sve
falling onto the ground.
Padalo putem.
And
po zemlju.
And the flowers, they fell onto the ground voluntarily.
I to cvijeće dobrovoljno palo.
They were thinking, who is this Mother Yasoda?
Oni su mislili, ko je ova
majka? She's such a great personality.
Ona je taka velika ličnost.
She's chasing the Supreme Lord.
Ona trči za svevišnjim gospodinom.
She must be a great soul.
Ona mora biti velika duša.
So what are we doing on her head?
Što mi uopće radimo na njenoj glavi?
We should be at her feet.
Moramo biti kraj njenih stopala.
So they fell to the ground.
I zato su pali na tlo.
The flowers also are personalities in
znači,
the spiritual
cvijeću,
world. You can become
osobe,
a flower.
Ličnost.
Did you know that?
Možete postati
cvijet. Would you like to become a flower?
Jeste to znali? Biste li to htjeli?
No, nobody wants to be a flower.
Aha, niko ne želi biti.
What kind of flower would you like to become?
Kakva vrsta cvijeta biste bili?
A rose?
Ruža.
A daffodil?
Narcis. Lilies.
Lilies, very nice. They're very, very beautiful.
Liliane, oni su jako lijepi.
That's the ladies become lilies.
Žene postaju liliane.
And then they can become chrysanthemums.
Muškarci mogu postati krizanteme.
You're very good, thank you. Excellent. So you can become a flower.
Možete postati cvijet.
And Krishna will pick you.
Krishna će vas ubrati.
And you smell so nice and Krishna likes that.
I lijepo ćete mirisati i Krishna će se to sviđati.
Right now you don't smell so good.
Sada možda ne mirišete baš lijepo.
But when you become a flower you smell nice.
A kad postanete cvijet onda ćete lijepo mirisati.
So when in the spiritual world you can be anything.
Znači, u duhovnom svijetu možete biti bilo šta.
You can be a blade of grass.
Možete biti vlatra.
Krishna can step on you.
Krishna vas može zgaziti.
With his lotus feet.
Svojim lotusnim stopama.
His feet are so soft.
Njegova stopala se tako meka.
Gopis think, oh my God, Krishna's feet Gopi are so
misle,
soft that when he walks on the ground in Vrindavan, he
Krishna
steps on the rocks.
Krishna's stopala su tako mekana, dok hoda
Vrindavanu.
On staje na kamenje.
Because pain in Krishna's lotus feet.
Tvrdo, i to uzrokuje bol njegovim lotusnim stopama.
And that gives us such distress in our mind to know that Krishna's feet
to
are being pained by the stones and sticks of Vrindavan.
O boli koje mu zadaju.
So if you become a piece of grass and Krishna steps on you, then you're really soft because you're nice soft grass.
Znači, ako postanete trava i Krishna na vas kaže.
Gopis will not be in anxiety.
Onda gopi neće biti u tjeskobi jer ste meka.
Isn't that nice?
Da to nije lijepo.
No, okay. You'd rather be a flower, okay.
Želite biti cvijet, to je u redu.
You can be whatever you like in the spiritual world.
U duhovnom svijetu možete biti što god hoćete.
In the spiritual world, you can change your form to anything.
U duhovnom svijetu možete promijeniti svoj oblik.
You do it simply to give Krishna pleasure.
I to samo da biste Krishna pružili zadovoljstvo.
Everyone wants to please Krishna.
U duhovnom svijetu svi žele zadovoljiti
Krishna. In the material world, everyone wants to please themselves.
A u materijalnom svijetu svi žele sebe zadovoljiti.
That is the difference between material life.
To je razlika između materijalnog života i duhovnog života.
So to become a devotee. In the material world, we have to please Krishna.
Znači, kako bismo postali bhakte,
or
moramo
zadovoljiti devotees,
Krishna,
which is good as pleasing Krishna.
U ovome svijetu,
in fact, better than Krishna.
Ili čak i bolje od toga možemo zadovoljiti njegove
bhakte.
Ako zadovoljimo bhakte, Krishna sveti.
Because he loves his devotees so much,
and when
you give them pleasure,
ako njih zadovoljimo,
he's so happy
on
that
bude
he gives you his
sretan,
special mercy.
Da daje vam svoju posebnu
milost.
I to je duhovni život.
So, to take the position of Mother Yasoda, Ramananda Roy said, "This is
znači,
the perfection of life."
Uzimajući položaj majke Yasode, on je rekao, "To je savršenstvo života."
And what did Lord Chaitanya say?
A što je rekao gospodin Chaitanya?
Are you ready?
Jeste li spremni?
You sure?
Jeste sigurni?
Okay. Your statements are certainly getting better.
Tvoje izjave se svakako poboljšavaju.
One after another.
Sve jedno za drugom.
But surpassing all of them.
No, međutim,
is another transcendental mellow. Can you speak of that as the most sublime?
Nadilazi sve njih. Da li možeš o tome nešto reći? To je nešto nadvišenje.
Ramananda Roy replied,
Ramananda Roy rekao,
conjugal attachment for Krishna is the topmost position in love of Godhead.
Ljubavna vezanost sa Krishnu, to je nešto najviše, najviše oblik ljubavi.
When Lord Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa dance, the gopis embraced the Lord by the neck.
Kad je Krishna plesao s gopijama,
this transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune.
Taj transcendentalni blagoslov nikad nije bio dat
Božici sreći. Or the other concerts in the spiritual world.
Niti ostalim pratiljama
u duhovnom svijetu. Nor was such a thing even imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets.
Niti itko od tih najljepših djevojaka na rajskim planetima
uopće to mogla zamisliti. Girls who bodily resemble the beauty of fragrance lotus flowers.
Njihova ljepota se uspoređuje sa lotosovim cvjetovima.
What to speak of worldly women.
A što reći o svjetovnim ženama?
Who may be very, very beautiful according to material estimations.
Prema materijalnim kriterijima.
Suddenly, due to their feelings of separation, Lord Krishna appeared among the gopis.
Zbog njihovih osjećaja odvojenosti, odjednom se gospodin Krishna pojavio među gopijama. Bio je obučen u žuto, nosio cvjetni
vijenac.
Njegovo lice bilo nasmiješano. I bio izravno
privukao u Kupida. All those transcendental processes.
Postoje razni procesi kojima se može privući gospodinova naklonost.
Will be studied from the viewpoint of comparative importance.
Sve te procese ćemo proučiti. Will be studied from the viewpoint of.
Yeah. All those transcendental processes will be studied from the viewpoint of comparative importance.
Aha, sa gledišta komparativne važnosti.
There's a gradual order of improvement in transcendental metals, from the initial one to the latter
postoje,
razine
od nižih
as
prema
the qualities increase, so the taste also increases in each and every metal. Therefore, the qualities found in Shantaras, Dashiras, Sakiras, Vatsayaras are manifested
I tako se
in conjugal love, Madhuryaras.
Tih pet rasa, one su sve prisutne u najvišoj rasi
so this is interesting. Maybe we can speak about rasas for a few moments.
Sad nekoliko minuta, pošto to zanimljivo, možemo razgovarati o rasama. Što znači reći rasa?
Rasa means...
Rasa znači...
Means taste.
Ukus.
Or sweetness.
Ili slatkoća.
Or pleasing experience.
Ili jedno iskustvo koje daje zadovoljstvo.
So in this world people have relationships.
U ovome svijetu ljudi imaju odnose.
And in that relationship there's some kind of pleasing experience.
Postoji neka vrsta iskustva koja nam pruža zadovoljstvo.
That cannot be called ras because ras pertains to spiritual.
Zato što se rasa odnosi na duhovno.
It's somewhat of a material definition to help you understand.
No, to je jedna materijalna definicija da nam pomogne shvatiti što je duhovna rasa.
So the sweetness in a particular way of serving Krishna.
Koja dolazi od određenog načina služenja Krishna.
Such as seeing Krishna as master.
Na primjer, time što vidimo Krishna kao gospodara ili kao prijatelja.
Or seeing Krishna as parent.
Ili kao roditelj.
I mean, child.
To je kao dijete, oprostite.
Or seeing Krishna as lover.
Ili kao ljubavnika.
These are different kinds of tastes.
To su različite vrste.
And in those tastes, there's a certain type of sweetness.
U tim ukusima postoji određena vrsta slatkoće.
And as the rasas go from the very basic rasas,
I kako te rase napreduju od onih temeljnih,
servitorship,
znači služenje
friendship,
kao sluga, pa prijateljstva,
parental affection,
pa
to conjugal love,
roditeljske ljubavi, pa do bračne ljubavi, ta slatkoća se pojačava.
Sometimes devotees ask,
ponekad bhakte pitaju,
well, you know, they say Madhurya Ras is the highest.
Kažu da je Madhurya Rasa najviša.
But each of the rasas have
svaka,
a certain taste.
Od tih rasa ona ima svoj
okus. But the difference between the highest ras and the other rasas
is rase i ostalih.
The intensity
jest intenzitet
of the sweetness
slatkoće
is greater.
Znači, postoje, veća je
just like you can, drink a nectar drink.
Možete piti neki nektarski napitak, on je sladak.
Then you can drink, then you can have a nice piece of
no,
rock candy,
možete pojesti
solid sweetness,
more concentrated
kumadu, sweetness, more intensification of the sweet. That makes the sweetness even greater.
I onda je slatkoća još veća.
Just like you can have apple pie.
Kao naprijed možete pojesti pitu od jabuka.
And that's sweet.
I to je slatko.
But you can have ice cream.
A možete jesti sladoled. To je još slađe.
Both are nice.
Jedan drugo su dobro.
And some people like apple pie better than
I neki ljudi više
cream,
i vole
right?
Pitu od jabuka od sladoleda.
But if you compare the intensity of sweetness from an objective point of view,
sa objektivnog gledišta,
find that ice cream is better.
Naći ćete da je ipak sladoled bolji.
And those of you who like pizza, there's a different type of sweetness.
I oni koji vole pizzu, to je još druga vrsta slatkoće.
But that doesn't pertain.
No, to se ne odnosi na ovo.
So, the intensity of the sweetness
znači,
in the rasas are most intense in conjugal love.
On je najintenzivniji u bračnoj ljubavi. To je ono najviše.
Okay, so now he's going into the highest metal.
I sada on ulazi u tu najvišu draž.
He describes the gopis love for Krishna.
I on opisuje ljubav gopija prema Krishna.
Verse after verse.
Stih za stihom.
He's glorifying.
On slavi.
And then he says,
onda kaže,
and the gopis were overwhelmed with dissatisfaction due to Lord Krishna's absence
from Rasa Dance.
Krishna returned to them and
Krishna
told them,
vratio, rekao,
my dear gopis,
dragi moji gopi,
our meeting is certainly free of all material contamination.
What's free, sorry? My what?
Dear gopis.
Uh-huh. Dragi moji gopi.
Our meeting is certainly free from all material contamination.
Je svakako slobodan od sve materijalne zagađenosti.
I must admit that in many
moram
lives,
priznati da u mnogim životima,
it would be impossible for me to repay my debt to you.
Nemoguće da vam vratim dug.
Because you have cut up the bondage of the of your family.
Zadužili ste me jer ste prerezali.
Just to search for me.
Vezano ste svoje obitelji samo da biste me tražili.
I'm unable to repay you.
Zbog toga ja vam ne mogu uopće uzvratiti.
Please be satisfied. Stoga
molim vas budite zadovoljni.
Honest activities.
Sa svojim poštenim djelatnostima.
Although Krishna's unparalleled beauty is the topmost sweetness.
Je Krishna
unparalleled beauty.
Ljepota bez premca.
Is the topmost sweetness of love of Godhead.
Ljubavi prema Bogu.
His sweetness increases unlimitedly when he is in the company of the
gopis.
So Krishna is sweet, but when he's around his pure devotees, he becomes even sweeter. So everything is relative. Devotion makes everything even higher.
The
pure devotion, the greater the sweetness.
Što je čistija predanost, to je veća slatkoća.
Consequently, Krishna's exchange of love with the gopis.
Krishnina razmjena ljubavi sa gopijama.
Is perfection of love.
Stoga najviše savršenstvo ljubavi prema Bogu.
Is this subject matter too high?
Je li ova tema preuzvišena?
Are you getting bored?
Je vam postaje dosadno?
Should I speak about something else?
Da li da govorim o nečem drugom?
You're still with me?
Još ste tu sa mnom.
Okay.
Dobro.
Just checking.
Samo provjeravam.
Okay. Because sometimes people think, why are we speaking
ponekad
this?
To je previše, daleko od moje moći poimanja.
Describe what is the spiritual world.
Nove knjige opisuju što je to duhovni svijet, što je Krishna.
What is the love of Krishna's devotees for Krishna?
Ljubav koji
imaju Krishna i bhakti prema Krishna.
Koji su pojedinosti tog ljubavnog odnosa? Zašto ovo trebamo čuti?
Because we're trying to have so many loving relationships in
this world. Zato što pokušavamo imati toliko puno tih odnosa ljubavi u svijetu. Pokušavamo biti Radha Krishna u ovom svijetu.
Every man wants to be Krishna.
Svaki muškarac želi biti Krishna.
And every girl wants to
be Radha. Želi biti Radha.
So when we give names for you know, initiation, we name all the girls Radha Rani.
I zato kada dajemo imena za inicijaciju, svim djevojkama damo ime Radha Rani, a muškarcima neka Krishna imena.
Because in the material world, everyone wants to imitate, but we also give you the name Das and Dasi.
No, također vam damo ime Das i Dasi, da ne zaboravite.
There we are, Krishna Das and
Krishna Das.
Krishna Das and Radharani
Dasi.
Dasi. That means we are always in a position of serving.
Da smo uvijek u položaju sluge.
We are never this enjoyer.
Nikad nismo uživati.
In the material world, everyone wants to enjoy.
U materijalnom svijetu svako želi uživati.
But everyone is disappointed.
No, svatko biva razočaran.
Therefore, here's how to enjoy.
Stoga ovdje opisano kako uživati.
Go back to Krishna in the spiritual world.
Vratite se Krishna.
Before we can go back to Krishna, we have to understand
prije nego što se
what is the spiritual world.
Moramo shvatiti što je duhovni
svijet. What do you do there?
Što tamo radimo?
What activities go on?
Kakve djelatnosti se tamo odvijaju?
You don't. If I tell you to go to Chicago.
Ako vam kažem da odete u Chicago.
Why should I go to Chicago?
Zašto da odem u Chicago?
If I describe the glories of Chicago, which are not too many.
Kojih baš i nema.
We have a temple in Chicago.
Imamo hram u Chicago.
And if I make it sound very good.
I ako vam to opišem tako da zvuči jako dobro.
And I buy you a ticket.
I kupim vam kartu.
You might go.
Možda i odete.
Because you heard so many nice things.
Jeste čuli toliko lijepe stvari.
So here, these books are like teaching. They're like travel brochures.
Ove knjige to su poput ovih brošura za putovanje.
They describe the place that you should go and visit.
Opisuju mjesta koja možete otići posjetiti.
Stay there.
I čak ostati tamo.
So this is the spiritual world.
To je duhovni svijet.
And what goes on? Pure love.
I što se tamo odvija? Čista ljubav prema Krishna.
So then, Ramananda Roy is describing the glories of Krishna.
On opisuje slave Krishna.
And Lord Chaitanya
a gospodin Chaitanya odgovara.
This is certainly the limit of perfection.
To je svakako granica savršenstva, ali molim te budi milostiv.
But please be merciful to me.
Budi milostiv prema meni.
And speak more.
I još mi nešto reći.
If there is more.
Ako još ima nešto.
Ramananda Roy replied.
A Ramananda Roy odgovorio.
Until this day.
Do današnjeg dana.
I do not know anyone within the material world.
Ne poznajem nikoga u materijalnom svijetu.
Who can inquire beyond this perfectional stage of devotion.
Ko se može raspitivati dalje od te faze predanog služenja.
Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna is topmost.
Ljubav Srimati Radharani prema Krishni
je najviše. The glories of Srimati Radharani are highly esteemed in all Vedic
scriptures. I njene slave se visoko cijene u svim Radharani
spisima. Srimati Radharani is most dear to Krishna.
Ona je najdraža Krishna.
The bathing place Radhakund is also dear to
him. Mislim se na kupa Radhakund mu je jako drago. Among all the gopis,
Srimati Radharani is supermost.
Radharani je najviše.
Very dear to Krishna.
I vrlo draga Krishna.
Or Narasa danced. Sri Krishna did not exchange loving affairs with Radharani due to the presence of the other gopis.
Because
of the dependence of the others, the intensity of love between Radha and Krishna was not manifest.
Therefore, he
stole her away.
Zato je on ukrao i otišao s njom na drugo mjesto.
Lord Krishna rejected the company of the other gopis for Radharani.
Gospodin Krishna, on je odbacio društvo drugih gopija zbog
Radharani.
Zato možemo shvatiti
intense affection for
da gospodin Krishna ima jako puno ljubavi prema njoj.
So then it goes on and I'm glorifying the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna.
I onda se ovdje nastavlja slavljenje ljubavnih razmjena između Radha i Krishna.
So no one can satisfy Krishna except
znači nitko ne može zadovoljiti Krishnu osim Radharani.
He says if you want to get the mercy of Krishna,
kaže se ako želite dobiti milost Krishne,
you have to get the mercy of Radharani.
Morate dobiti milost Radharani.
You can't get Krishna's mercy in Vrindavan unless you get Radharani.
Krishnu milost u Vrindavanu bez da dobijete
milost. And you can't get Radharani's mercy.
A ne možete ni dobiti milost Radharani dok ne dobijete milost gospodina Chaitanya.
And you can't get Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
A milost Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne možete dobiti.
And you cannot get Lord Nityananda's mercy
unless Nityananda you get
your mercy of your spiritual master.
Dok ne dobijete milost svog duhovnog učitelja.
And you cannot get the mercy of your spiritual master
a njegov milost ne možete
unless you get Ricardo's mercy.
Dok ne dobijete milost Ricarda.
So that's the process.
Znači to je proces.
Yes. That's how it works.
Tako to funkcionira.
Please your immediate authority, please the
ako
spiritual master, please
izravno nadređeno.
Spiritual master is pleased, then Lord Nityananda is pleased, then Lord Chaitanya is pleased, then Lord Chaitanya is pleased, then he opens the door to Vrindavan.
Vrata
and then you enter into that mood of Vrindavan,
i onda kad uđete to raspoloženje Vrindavana,
beg for the mercy of Radharani.
Onda molite za milost
Radharani. Radharani is very merciful.
Radharani je jako
milostiva.
She's so kind.
Prabhupada says on Janmashtami,
kaže, na Janmashtami
we fast all day.
Mi postimo cijeli dan.
But on Radhashtami we fast half the day.
No, na Radhashtami postimo samo pola dana.
Because mother is more merciful than father.
Jer majka je milostivija od oca.
She's very kind.
Ona je jako
ljubazna. There's a story.
Ima priča o tome.
Two little boys were playing in Vrindavan.
Dva mala dječaka
su
se igrali
u Vrindavanu.
Bila su mladi
dječaci.
They were
performing all kinds of mischief.
I svakakve nepodopštine su radile.
A little baby jackal.
Neku malu životinicu, to je bio mali šakal, baby.
So you know, when children they like to harass little animals.
I djeca vole gnjaviti te male životinje.
So they chased the jackal.
I onda su trčali za njim.
The jackal ran into a hole.
Hvatali su ga. On je utrčao neku rupu.
So being very naughty children,
pošto su bili zločesti dječaci,
they started a fire right outside the hole so
i na tom rupom zapalili vatru da on ne može izaći, taj mali šakal. I onda su otišli.
And then the jackal was stuck in the hole.
I taj mali šakal je bio zarobljen u toj rupi.
He's crying.
I plakao je.
So, Lalita and Radharani were walking along.
I tu su prolazile Lalita i Radharani.
Radharani said,
Radharani je rekla,
Lalita, you hear that sound?
Lalita, ti čuješ taj zvuk?
Sounds like someone's in distress.
Zvuči kao da je neko, da neko pati.
This is not possible. Everyone,
to nije moguće u Vrindavan.
No one should be in distress in Vrindavan.
Nitko ovdje ne treba biti nesretan.
Please, Lalita, go find out what is that sound.
Molim te, Lalita, doznaj odakle dolazi taj zvuk.
And she saw there was a baby animal stuck inside
this hole.
And outside there was a fire and couldn't get out.
A nije mogao izaći zbog vatre koja je okruživala izlaz.
So she went to Radharani and explained.
Otišla do Radharani i objasnila situaciju.
She put out the fire.
Radharani je tu došla
she
i ugasila
vatru.
I ona je uzela tog malog
šaka. She showed affection for the jackal.
I izrazila mu nježnost.
So this is Radharani. She's very
to je Radharani. Ona je jako ljubav.
She doesn't like to see anyone on her.
Ona ne voli da iko
pati. So we are like jackals.
I mi smo kao taj šaka.
So we're howling in the material world.
I mi zavijamo u materijalnom svijetu.
We're crying for all kinds of things.
I plaćamo za raznim
stvarima. But if we cry for Krishna,
ako zaplaćemo za Krishnu, Radharani će doći
and pick us up.
i uzeti nas.
And make us feel as happy.
I usrećiti nas. Da se osjećamo
zadovoljni.
Znači, mi se molimo za milost
Radharani.
Radharani je jako ljubazan.
Krishna is very strong, he's hard.
Krishna je jači, on je onako tvrd.
But Radharani has come in the form of Lord Chaitanya.
No, Radharani je došla u obliku
gospodina Chaitanya. So if you get Lord Chaitanya's mercy,
dobijemo milost gospodina
Chaitanya,
onda možemo ući u Vrindavan.
Lord Chaitanya is Radha and Krishna together.
Gospodin Chaitanya, on je Radha
Krishna. So here, Krishna, Radharani, Lord Chaitanya is hearing more and more.
Znači ovdje gospodin Chaitanya sluša sve više.
After hearing the description of Radharani's love for Krishna,
nakon što je čuo opis Radharani ljubavi prema Krishni, gospodin Chaitanya je rekao Ramananda,
that for which I have come to your residence,
ono pošto sam došao,
has now become an object of truth in my knowledge.
Je sada postao predmet
istine u
mom
znanju. Now I have come to understand the sublime goal of life.
Uzvišeni cilj života.
And the process of achieving it.
I proces kojim sam
nevertheless, I think there is something more ahead.
Ipak, mislim da još
and
ima nešto više od toga. A moj um to želi imati.
Kindly explain the transcendental features of Krishna and Srimati
Radharani.
Also explain the truth of transcendental mellows and transcendental form of love of God.
Transcendentalne draže.
Kindly explain all these truths to me. But for yourself, no one can ascertain
them. Osim tebe, niko to ne može ustvrditi kako jest.
Ramananda Roy replied,
I
do not know anything about this.
Ja ne znam ništa o tome.
I simply vibrate the sound you make me speak.
Jednostavno vibriram zvuk.
I simply repeat like a parrot whatever instructions you have given me. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who can understand your dramatic performance? You inspire me within my heart and make me speak with my tongue. I do not know whether I am speaking badly or whether I am speaking good. Lord Chaitanya said, I am a Mayavadi in the renounced order of life, and I do not even know the transcendental loving service of the Lord. I simply float in the ocean of Mayavadi philosophy. Due to the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, my mind has become enlightened. Therefore, I asked him about the truth of transcendental loving service to Krishna. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told me, I do not actually know about the topics of Lord Krishna.
Te teme, gospodinu Krishna.
They are all known only to Ramananda Roy.
Sve one su poznate samo Ramananda Roy.
He is not present here.
No, on ovdje nije prisutan.
Ramananda Chaitanya continued to speak.
I gospodin Chaitanya nastavio.
After hearing about your glories, I have come to this place.
Nakon što sam čuo tvojim slavama, ja sam došao na ovo mjesto.
But you are offering me words of praise out of respect for sannyasi.
No, ti me slaviš.
One in the renounced order.
Ti govoriš mi s poštovanjem koje se odaje sannyasiju.
There's a loving exchange that goes on between
Ramananda.
Ramananda Roy says, I am just like a dancing puppet.
Ramananda
you pull the strings,
ja sam poput
whatever you make,
lutke na konce,
whichever way you make me dance,
tako
I will
plešem.
Dance.
Kako god ti želiš.
My dear Lord, my tongue is like a stringed instrument.
Moj jezik je poput žičanog instrumenta.
And you are the player.
A ti si svirač.
Therefore, I simply vibrate whatever arises in your mind.
Što god se pojavi u tvojom umu.
So this is very significant to understand.
Ovo je vrlo značajno.
Here we have
svačenje.
The example. Ramananda Roy speaking the highest philosophical truth.
On govori o najvišim filozofskim istinama.
But he's saying, my dear Lord,
no, kaže, dragi moj gospodine,
the words are coming from you.
Te riječi koje dolaze
my
od tebe.
My tongue is speaking, but you are making the sound.
Moj jezik ne govori, ali ti si taj koji proizvodi taj zvuk.
Only by your mercy am I
samo
able to speak in this way.
Ja mogu govoriti na ovaj način.
So we also we understand in our spiritual life.
Mi također shvaćamo svom duhovnom životu, kako prakticiramo predano služenje, mi u stvari
going on the mercy of the Lord.
Jednostavno nastavljamo milošću
gospodina.
Što ga možemo učiniti u predanom služenju, to je milošću gospodina.
Krishna
daje što god imamo.
Krishna
kaže u Gita,
Rasoham apsukuntiya, Vaspi avasasa surya, Saram. Pranava sarva vedeshu sabdike purusham nishu. Krishna says,
Krishna kaže,
I am the taste of water.
Ja sam okus vode.
I am the light and of the sun and moon.
Ja sam svjetlo sunca i mjesec.
I am the syllable om in the Vedic mantras.
Ja sam zvuk om u vedskim mantrama.
I am the sound in ether.
Ja sam zvuk u eteru.
And I am the ability in all mankind.
Ja sam sposobnost.
So, the last line, Krishna says, I am your ability. Whatever you can do
znači,
is coming
u zadnjem stihu Krishna kaže, ja sam tvoja sposobnost, što ti možeš, što ja ti
so
dajem.
So, if we always can remember that,
ako se uvijek možemo toga
if we do something great,
ako učinimo nešto
if we
veliko,
do something noteworthy,
ako učíme niečo, čo je vriedne spomenúť.
That attracts the attention of others in,
in a
positive way.
Čo privlačí pozitívnu pážnu ľudí. Treba môcť sa chváliť
Krišni.
Svatý ti dá solný záslužiť za to. Pripísať ti zásluhy. Krišni, Guru i
Vaishnava.
Nepripísujem od sebi
záslugy.
Jer mi jednostavno nastavljamo dalje gospodinu
Arjuna was fighting on the battlefield.
Kad se Arjuna borio na bojnom polju, destroy
so many powerful warriors.
On je bio u stanju uništiti toliko mnogo moćnih ratnika.
In battle than him.
Koji su bili vični boju od njega. Ali samo miloš gospodin.
When Krishna left the planet,
kad je gospodin napustio
Arjuna
planet,
even defeat a hand,
Arjuna više
a band of infidel cowherd men.
Mogao više poraziti ni skupinu odmetnutih pastira koji su mi na svaki način bili
podređeni.
I on je shvatio, pošto Krishna povukao svoju milost od njega, on više nije bio sposoban za ništa.
Krishna used Arjuna as an example.
I Arjunu možemo vidjeti kao primjer.
To show the world, my mercy, anything is possible.
Da Krishna pokaže svijetu, moju milost je sve moguće, a bez moje milosti ništa nije moguće.
So there is a beautiful verse.
Ima jedan prekrasan stih.
Chaitanya
Charitamrita.
Let me see if I can find the verse.
Da vidim da li mogu to naći taj stih.
I think I know where it is, but I could be wrong.
Mislim da znam gdje, ali mogu biti u krivu. Našao sam.
Things that are very difficult.
Stvari koje su jako teške za učiniti
become easy to execute.
Postaju lake za izvršiti.
If somehow or other,
ako na neki način
one simply remembers Lord Chaitanya.
Se osoba jednostavno sjeća gospodina Chaitanya.
But if one does not remember him,
ako se netko ne sjeti njega,
even easy things become very difficult.
I lake stvari postaju teške za učiniti.
To this Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
tome gospodinu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
I offer my respectful obeisances.
Ja odajem svoje pune poštovanje.
So if we can remember that the things that are difficult,
znači ako se možemo toga sjetiti, znači stvari koje se
Lord,
teško mogu učiniti na svijetu. Ako se sjećamo gospodina postaju
lake, a čak i
lake stvari postaju teške ako ga zaboravimo.
So that is our success in spiritual life, to always
znači to je naš uspjeh u duhovnom životu, uvijek se sjećati Krišna.
Krishna says, manmana bhava madbhakta, Mamiji mam namaskaru mami vaisas satyam te prati janakara. Always remember me.
Krishna kaže, uvijek me se sjećaj.
Become my devotee.
Postani moj bhakta.
Worship me.
Obožavaj me.
Offer your obeisances to me.
Odaj mi svoje poštovanje.
Surely.
Svakako.
You can come to me. Why? Because you are
ćeš mi doći. Zašto jesi moj dobar prijatelj?
Krishna says, do four things. Remember him.
Krishna kaže, čini četiri stvari.
Worship him,
sjeća ga se, služi ga, obožava ga i odaj mu poštovanje. To je bhakti.
The first one is to remember Krishna.
A prva stvar je sjećati se Krishna.
So we have to practice remembering Krishna.
Moramo prakticirati
sjećanje
na Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. There's no more easier than sublime method of remembering the Lord.
Nema lakše izvršenja metode sjećanja gospodina. Odpjeva
njegovih svetih imena.
Mahaprabhuva uvjetovnim dušama.
And anyone can chant anytime, any place,
bilo
anywhere.
Ko može mantrati, bilo gdje, bilo
as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, you are
Krishna.
Associating with Krishna through
družite
his sound of his holy name.
Kroz zvuk njegovog svetog imena.
So always remember Krishna.
Znači uvijek se sjećate
and
Krishna.
Then your life will be
perfect. I onda će vaš život biti savršen.
This is the perfection.
To je savršenstvo i cilj duhovnog života. Uvijek se sjećati Krišna.
Okay, thank you very much.
Dobro, hvala vam puno.
Hare Krishna. Questions?
Ima li kakve pitanja?
Yes. Yeah. We have another microphone.
They have a wireless someplace they can't find.
Oh. It's because there's no wire. Thank you. You are the best translator I met so far. She's good. Very good. Thank you. It's good you studied a lot when you were young. I understand. Yes.
Is crying.
Mm.
Or because of our fallen position, is it connected to crying for Krishna?
Da li je plakanje zbog našeg palog stanja povezano sa plakanjem za Krishna?
Yes.
Da.
Our position is that we left Krishna.
Naš položaj da smo mi napustili Krishna.
And therefore we're in a very, what we say, difficult state.
Zato smo u jako jednom teškom stanju.
We're trying to find satisfaction,
pokušamo
happiness, and peace
sreću, mir,
in a place where it doesn't exist.
Na mjestu gdje to sve ne postoji.
And therefore,
stoga,
we're always overwhelmed.
Uvijek smo preplavljeni.
And therefore, to cry out for Krishna means to realize
our situation. I zato plakati za Krishna znači da spoznamo svoj položaj.
If we think we're okay,
ako mislimo da smo okay,
we can't cry.
Ne možemo plakati.
If you think you're
ako
in a good position, there's no reason to cry.
Nema razloga da plačeš.
But if you understand that
ako shvatiš,
birth is there, death is there, old age is there, disease is there,
bolest,
miseries of the body and mind,
patnje tijela i um,
miseries of higher powers, miseries of other living beings, unfulfilled desires,
neispunjene želje,
calamities,
nesreće.
Material world is just a place of
materijalni svijet,
uncertainty,
to je samo mjesto neizvjesnosti,
nesigurnost
i teškoća.
Why is all this? It's just to
zašto
teach
to tako?
Us
to je samo da nas
to get back
tome
to Krishna.
Da se trebamo vratiti Krishna.
So wanting to get back to Krishna means we have to want it from the bottom of our heart.
Vratiti Krishna, znači to želimo iz dubine svoga srca.
It's not like, well,
nije
if we become Krishna conscious, that's nice, and if we
pa
don't, that's also
Krishna,
nice.
To je dobro, ako ne, onda to isto
no
dobro.
Prabhupada says,
Prabhupada kaže,
if you're not Krishna conscious,
ako niste svjesni Krishna,
the only alternative is you have to suffer.
Jedina alternativa je da morate patiti.
And Krishna consciousness is on the platform of the soul.
Svjesnost Krishna na razini duše i tu nema patnje na toj razini.
So crying is an indication,
znači, plakanje
of our feeling the separation from
našeg Krishna osjećaja odvojenosti od Krishna.
We're unhappy because we left Krishna.
Mi smo nesretni jer smo napustili Krishna.
And we're trying to find happiness in a place where
there is none. Sreću na mjestu gdje nema.
So this crying is called lalyam.
Znači to plakanje se zove lalyam.
It's described by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion as intense eagerness for Krishna.
To je intenzivna želja za Krishna.
Now, how do you come to that platform
znači,
of crying?
Na tu razinu plakanja,
we can't artificially do it.
Ne možemo to na umjetan način učiniti.
But therefore we practice devotional service.
Ali stoga mi prakticiramo predano služenje.
And we're eager
i mi smo željni
to serve Krishna.
Služenja Krishna.
If we don't get chance to serve Krishna, we should
ako
be unhappy.
Ako ne dobimo priliku da služimo Krishna, trebamo biti
nesretni. People are unhappy for so many things.
Our unhappiness is zašto sad biti nesretan?
The break in our activities of spiritual, we should always want to serve Krishna at all times.
Mi trebamo uvijek htjeti služiti Krishna u svako doba.
And we can serve Krishna 24 hours a day.
I možemo služiti Krishna
even if you're a family man.
To je moguće. I čak i ako ste obiteljski čovjek.
A professional person.
Ako ste neki profesionalac. Možemo 24 sata dnevno.
So learning to cry for Krishna is not an easy thing, but
znači, naučiti plakati za
Krishna,
to nije laka stvar. Ali to je cijena svjesnosti Krishna.
So as we advance, there will be more crying, no?
Yes.
Znači, kako napredujemo, sve više ćemo plakati.
You read the prayers of the great souls.
Možeš čitati ove molitve velikih duša, na primjer. Bhakti
Vinod Thakur.
Vidite.
They're putting themselves down in so many ways.
Oni sebe spuštaju na toliko načina.
But they're really realizing how low, insignificant, unqualified,
koliko smo niski,
and full of bad qualities.
Puni loših osobina.
So the more you make advancement in spiritual life, the more you realize how fallen you are.
To više shvaćamo koliko smo pali.
Sometimes when people come to spiritual life at the beginning,
ljudi dođu
they practice for about a year,
oni prakticiraju negdje oko godinu dana, i onda
wow,
misle,
I'm a pure devotee.
Wow, ja sam čisti bhakta.
And, you know, this is an illusion.
To je iluzija.
The idea is that the more you make advancement, the more you realize how great Krishna is.
U stvari što više napredujemo, to više shvaćamo koliko je velik Krishna, koliko smo mi maleni.
So it's a matter of realization.
Znači, to je stvar spoznaje.
So knowledge and devotion brings about realization.
Znači znanje i predanost, oni nas dovode do spoznaje.
Therefore, when you hear the prayers of Bhakti Vinod Thakur,
znači kad čujete molitve Bhakti Vinod
Thakur, or King Kulashekar,
ili kralja Kulashekara,
also beautiful prayers,
jako lijepe molitve,
you understand that these persons, they have realized
te osobe, one
their position,
spoznale,
and they have understood,
položaj,
you know,
the
relationship with the Supreme Lord.
Sa svevišnjim gospodinom.
You know, a person who knows a little bit thinks and they
osoba
know everything.
Koja ima malo znanja, misli da sve zna.
The person, the more you learn, the more you realize, you know, how much you don't know.
Ali u stvari što više učite, to više shvaćate kako puno toga ne
znate. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami.
Krishnadas Kaviraj
Goswami. He is the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
On je autor Chaitanya Charitamrita.
He's standing on the banks. He says, I'm standing on the banks.
On kaže, ja stojim na obali.
And on of the ocean,
oceana,
of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu,
and I'm simply trying to taste one drop of the happiness of those pastimes.
Samo jednu kap.
And that drop is enough to drown the world in ecstatic love of God.
So
there's an ocean of transcendental happiness
in
the pastime, hearing and chanting the pastimes of the Lord. So once in a while we get a glimpse of that ocean, we get a little bit of that happiness. But that's all. It's only a small drop. It's unlimited drop.
Ta ocean je nepregledan, a mi dobijemo samo jednu kap.
How do we come to that platform?
Kako doći do te razine?
Hare Krishna. Chant the holy names.
Pjevajte sveta imena.
Become absorbed in chanting.
Postanite zaokupljeni pjevanjem.
Be eager to chant.
Budite željni pjevanja. Očekujte
željno. Even if it's difficult,
čak kad je teško,
dry and
ako nekad suho,
still take shelter of Krishna's name.
Uzmite utočište Krishnog imena.
Take shelter of the association of devotees.
Uzmite utočište društva
Bhakta. This is where our happiness and our spiritual advancement lies.
Tu leži naša sreća i naš duhovni napredak.
Ako
čitate Chaitanya Charitamritu, dvije stvari su tu istaknute.
Harinam kirtans, chanting of the holy name,
znači Harinam kirtani,
pjevanje
svetog imena i druženje s Bhaktama.
These are the two things that are the main theme of this
stvari
whole
koje su glavna tema.
Narration of the life of Lord Chaitanya.
Cijele ove pripovjetke o životu gospodina Chaitanya. Te stvari su naglašene.
Harinam Sankirtan movement and serving,
znači,
and glorifying Vaishnavas.
Harinam Sankirtan pokret i služenje i slavljenje Bhakta.
We don't find much about deity worship.
Ne nalazimo tu nešto puno o obožavanju božanstva, ima nešto malo.
There's not a whole lot about the glories of Srimad
Bhagavatam. Nema puno toga o slavama
Bhagavatama.
Iako gospod Chaitanya je slušao Bhagavatam.
But he performed all these activities in association with the devotees, centered around the holy name. They were always chanting
songs.
So we want to cry for Krishna. The first stage is we have to develop an attachment to chant.
We
have to develop attachment to the holy name.
Razviti vezanost sa svetom imenom.
It's not hard.
To nije teško.
Just do it.
Samo to trebamo raditi.
We have so many things to do.
Imamo toliko puno stvari za raditi.
Make that a priority.
Ovo nam treba biti prioritet.
You put that first.
To stavimo na prvo mjesto.
Then, because Krishna, he likes to be first.
E, Krishna voli biti prvi.
He doesn't like to be second.
On ne voli biti drugi.
If you put him second,
ako ga stavimo na drugo mjesto,
sometimes he's gone.
Ponekad nestane.
He comes back when you put him first.
I vrati se kada ga stavimo na prvo mjesto.
So, he's kind of like, he's a little spoiled. He likes to be first.
On je malo razmažen, voli biti prvi.
So we have to keep him first.
Zato ga moramo držati na prvom mjestu.
And if we keep him first,
ako ga držimo na prvom mjestu,
everything else in our life becomes wonderful.
Onda će sve drugo u našem životu postati jako lijepo.
Keep him first by keeping the holy name.
A držimo ga na prvom mjestu tako što sve to ime držimo na prvom mjestu.
Because that's the way to really access the mercy of Krishna.
Jer to je način da zaista imamo pristup milosti.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Any other questions? No. Microphone.
Hvala ti puno što si ispunio naše želje pa si nam govorio o zabavama gospodina Chaitanya.
Thank you very much for fulfilling our desire to speak about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And for giving us the opportunity to hear the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
Godinama svakog petka u ovo vrijeme mi govorimo o zabavama gospodina Chaitanya i slušamo o zabavama gospodina Chaitanya.
For some years now, every Friday here, there's been talks about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya from Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Svakog petka. I nije slučajno što su bhakte izrazile želju da slušaju o zabavama gospodina Chaitanya.
So it's no accident that the devotees wanted to hear about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya tonight because it's Friday.
Nismo se dogovorili.
Maybe we should name every day of the week Friday.
Možda bi svaki dan tjedno trebao biti petak.
Razvili smo ukus za slušanje o zabavama gospodina Chaitanya.
We developed a taste here for hearing about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
Prije nego što, kad nismo ništa imali, dok nije postojao ovaj centar, mi smo slavili milost gospodina Chaitanya.
Before the center came into existence, we were glorifying the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
I dobili smo ovo što imamo.
And we got this here, what we have now.
I imamo punu vjeru u moć slave gospodina Chaitanya.
Therefore, we have full faith in the power of the glories of Lord Chaitanya.
Zato rado slušamo o njemu.
Therefore, we are eager to hear about him. So thank you for fulfilling our desires.
I can only say one thing.
Mogu vam samo reći jednu stvar.
You have understood.
Shvatio si.
This is where the essence lies.
U tome leži suština.
Because we are mercy seekers.
Mi smo tragatelji za milošću.
There's no more merciful person than Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya.
A nema milostivih osoba od gospodina Nityananda i gospodina Chaitanya. Njihova milost je tako velika.
We cannot approach Krishna.
Mi ne možemo.
We can only approach it through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Već samo putem milosti gospodina Chaitanya.
If we dive deep in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya,
ako duboko uronimo u zabave gospodina Chaitanya,
we will learn about the glories of Krishna through those wonderful pastimes.
Mi ćemo naučiti o slavama Krishna kroz te zabave.
I came walking into here tonight for the first time. I saw these beautiful forms of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
Prvi put sam vidio ove prekrasne oblike gospodina Chaitanya i Nityananda.
Immediately I could see something wonderful.
Odmah sam mogla vidjeti nešto jako lijepo.
Very, very powerful.
Da, oni su jako moćni.
Spiritually.
Duhovno.
Powerful, spiritually, merciful.
Moćni, duhovno, milosti.
So, you know, if even I can recognize that, then
ako čak i ja to mogu prepoznati.
You're always here, you can get that mercy.
A vi ste uvijek ovdje, vi svakako možete dobiti tu milost.
And we need it.
I nama je ona potrebna. Inače ne možemo uopće nastaviti.
So, the secret is to absorb yourself in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord.
Pjevanjem i slušanjem slava gospodina, zabava gospodina Chaitanya.
And you can never get tired.
I nikad se ne možete umoriti.
Mundane stories of this world.
Svjetovne priče ovoga svijeta.
Become old. Even the most exciting stories.
I sve te najzboljivije priče.
Nakon nekog vremena
želite čuti nešto drugačije.
But we can hear Lord Chaitanya's pastimes over and over again.
Mi možemo čuti zabave gospodina Chaitanya. Iznova, iznova i svaki put je kao da prvi put to slušam.
So I tell you a pastime of Lord Chaitanya.
Hoću vam reći jednu zabavu.
I'm thinking of one right now.
Koja mi sad pada
na mene.
To je jedan od mojih najdražih.
Lord Chaitanya,
gospodin Chaitanya,
towards the end of his lila,
prema kraju već svojih zabava.
Of course, he was always performing sankirtan with his devotees.
Naravno, on je uvijek sa svojim bhaktama radio sankirtan.
And the devotees would always glorify the holy name.
A bhakte bi uvijek pjevali sveto ime,
slavili sveto ime. And one time, Advaitacharya,
a jednom je Advaitacharya,
he called all the devotees together.
On je pozvao
he says, we're going to have a different kind of kirtan tonight. We're going to chant the name of Lord Chaitanya. This will be our kirtan. Because Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord and we're going to glorify Lord Chaitanya.
Slaviti gospodina Chaitanya.
The devotees got nervous.
Bhakte su postali
malo živčani. Lord Chaitanya never liked the devotees chanting his name.
Gospodin Chaitanya nikad nije volio da se.
Lord Chaitanya wasn't there. But Advaitacharya was so enthusiastic and he was so determined. He said, chant. So they had Gaur Kirtan. And they were chanting the names of Gauranga! Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. Goranga, 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 Goranga. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Nithai Gauranga, Nithai Gauranga, Nithai Gauranga, Jai Nithai Gauranga, 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 Goranga, 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 Goranga. Nityananda, 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 Nityananda. Nityananda, 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 Nityananda. Nithai Goranga, Nithai Goranga. Nithai Gauranga Jaya, Nithai Gauranga. Nithai Gauranga Jaya, Nithai Gauranga. And then Lord Chaitanya, he started hearing this kirtan from a distance. He said, oh, the devotees are having kirtan.
Чуо неки kirtan, saudaje od mesta, rekao, ha, pak ima kirtan.
Very fastly go towards the kirtan.
I ubrzao se I da dođe do kirtana.
Wow, the devotees are chanting ecstatically.
I vidio da bakte u zanosu pjevaju.
And he got closer.
On je došao bliže.
And he heard.
Onda čuo.
What they were chanting.
Šta su pjevali.
And he just looked at everybody.
I samo je gledao u sve te bakte.
And all the devotees stopped.
A oni su se zaustavili.
And Lord Dvaitacharya said, chant,
rekao, pjevajte,
chant, chant, go ranga, go ranga. So the devotees, they didn't know what, so they started chanting again.
Bakte su opet počeli pjevati.
And then Lord Chaitanya,
a gospodin Chaitanya,
he just turned and walked away.
On se samo okrenuo I otišao.
And he went into his house.
Otišao u svoju kuću.
And he went to sleep.
Otišao spavati.
So a little while later, Srivastava Thakur, he came to the house.
On je došao u tu kuću.
And he knocked on the door.
Pokucao na vrat.
Lord Chaitanya let him in.
Gospodin Chaitanya ga pustio unutra.
And they were sitting there.
I tu su sjedili.
And Lord Chaitanya said to Srivastava.
Gospodin Chaitanya rekao
Srivastava. Why are the devotees chanting that?
Zašto bakte to pjevaju?
They should be chanting Krishna's name.
Oni bi trebali pjevati Krishna's name.
Why are they chanting that?
Zašto
why are they chanting Krishna's name?
Trebaju pjevati Krishna's name.
So Srivas.
That's my baby that's crying actually. He's a month old.
Oh.
He's hungry.
Okay. We're almost done with the fast.
Okay.
So you can cry for a little more. So, you know. So Srivas Thakur, he went like this.
Srivas Thakur.
Lord Chaitanya said, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to do?
Mahaprabhu rekao, što pokušavaš učiniti?
He said, I'm blocking the sun with my hand.
Pa blokiram sunce svojom rukom.
Lord Chaitanya says, you can't block the sun with your hand.
Chaitanya rekao, pa ne možeš blokirati sunce rukom.
Yes, therefore you cannot hide yourself from us.
I zato ti isto ne možeš sakriti od nas.
Therefore you cannot hide yourself from us. You're like the sun who has come into our presence.
So, sunca koje je došlo u
this was a beautiful pastime. The devotees wanted to glorify Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya
lijepo,
always wanted to glorify
zabava.
Krishna.
Bakte su htjeli slaviti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ali nije htio uvijek slaviti Krishna.
So I was just thinking of this pastime.
Tako, sjetio se te zabava.
So, there's so many wonderful stories.
Ima tako puno lijepih priča.
Give me a subject and I'll give you a pastime.
Dajte mi neku temu i ja ću vam reći neku zabavu.
As the subject.
Ima li neko neku temu?
No subject. Any other questions?
Ima li još neko pitanje?
There was a question over here. Yes.
Tu je bilo neko pitanje.
Ha, ha, ha.
Well, he's wondering why none of us want to be a rose or any other flower in the spiritual world.
You're wondering why?
Pitaște zašto.
Why nobody wants to be a flower?
Zašto niko ne želi biti cvijet?
You have to ask everybody.
Moraš pitati ljude, ja ne znam.
I don't know either.
Ne znam nije.
If you get to the spiritual world,
yeah, ako se domogneš,
that is the ultimate of all achievements.
Duhovnog svijeta, to je krajnje postignuće.
Being a flower in the spiritual world is not like being a flower in the material world.
Biti cvijet u duhovnom svijetu nije isto što je biti cvijet u materijalnom svijetu.
Thank you, Mataji. Go take care of your baby. Thank you very much. That was very nice. I don't know. The devotees are already flowers.
Neke ste vas već možda cvijeće.
It's like Prabhupada is the rose and we are off Prabhupada's flowers.
Prabhupada je ruža, mi smo njegove latice.
So we make a flower garland and we offer the nice, we put the rose and we put all the other flowers
garland,
on the garland.
Ružu, a latice stavimo okolo na garland.
So a garland is not complete if it just has one rose.
Garland nije kompletan ako imamo samo jednu ružu.
So the garland is complete with one nice beautiful flower but so many other flowers to, to decorate the entire
kompletan kad imamo jedan
garland.
Veliki cvijet i sve ostale latice i male cvjetove da ga
so
učine prvim.
So devotees are like flowers.
Bhakti su kao cvijeće.
And Krishna is like the object of our devotion.
A Krishna kao objekt naše devocije.
Spiritual master takes the flowers.
Duhovni učitelj
makes a beautiful garland of it.
Uzima cvijeće i pravi predivni garland.
So he's taking the flower of our love and
uzima cvijet naše ljubavi i nudi ga Krishna.
And that's the best offer.
I to je najbolja ponuda.
Matiji?
Čula sam da je Prabhupada rekao, ne znam je li to istina, da su svi članovi Iskona u Madurija ras. Ali rekao si da možemo mijenjati pozicije u duhovnom životu, pa ako možeš nešto više reći o tom.
I would have to take exception with that statement.
Morat ću napraviti iznimku sa tom izjavom.
Prabhupada said, some people said that Prabhupada said, but Prabhupada didn't say.
Da je Prabhupada rekao nešto što on nije rekao.
Prabhupada said that.
Prabhupada je navodno to rekao. Prabhupada je to u stvari.
So there's a lot of Prabhupada said that Prabhupada didn't say.
Postoje toliko puno izjava.
No, it's not true that everyone
Prabhupada rekao, ali to nije
istina.
Znači, ta izjava nije istinita.
Most of Lord Chaitanya's associates were in Madhurya Ras.
Ali mnogi pratioci gospodina Chaitanya su bili u Madhurya Ras, ali ne svi.
You know, Lord Nityananda was is Balaram.
Nityananda je Balaram.
And he had his associates, they were all cowherd boys.
I njegovi pratioci su bili dječaci pastiri.
Abhiram Thakur.
Abhiram Thakur.
And he was in Sakya Ras.
On je bio u Sakya Ras.
There were so many. Sundarananda Gopal. There was a whole list. Mahesh Pandit. They were all Gopals.
Velika lista je dječaka pastira.
So, it's not true. Because there are devotees, even in ISKCON, who are Vaikuntha Basis.
Ima bhakta koji su u Iskonu, koji su stanovnici Vaikunte.
Who supreme object of worship is either Lord Nrsingadev,
čiji je vrhunski oblik obožavanja.
And there are many Ram bhaktas in our movement too.
Ili gospodin Ramachandra.
So this movement has all kinds of bhaktas. Ram bhaktas, Nrsinga bhaktas.
Ovaj pokret ima puno bhakta.
Rama
bhakta, Nrsinga bhakta.
Krishna bhaktas.
Krishna bhakta.
Of course you can change.
Možeš mijenjati.
But you know, there's a certain flavor in your rasa.
Ali postoji određeni ukus u tvojoj rasi.
You feel most complete in.
U kojoj se osjećaš najkompletnije.
So I didn't ever hear Prabhupada say that, and I doubt that statement 100%, because I'm sure there are devotees in other rasas. You can meet them sometimes.
Siguran sam da bhakte nisu samo madurija.
Just like in the scriptures, there's one of Lord Chaitanya's associates was Murari Gupta.
To Murari Gupta u scriptama možemo
was Hanuman.
On je bio Hanuman.
And he came to associate with Lord Chaitanya in that role of Murari Gupta.
I družio se sa gospodinom Chaitanyam u ulozi Murari Gupta.
And Lord Chaitanya would like love to tease Murari Gupta.
I gospodin Chaitanya je volio zadirkivati Murari
Gupta. He said, hey Murari.
Vi kao je, hey Murari.
You know, Krishna's pastimes are more sweeter than Ram's pastimes.
Slušaj, Krishna's zabave su slađe od Ramenih zabava.
So you should worship Krishna.
Morao bi obožavati Krishna.
So Murari, that night he
Murari
went home.
Gupta je išao kući tu večer.
And he was trying to develop his relationship with Krishna and give up his relationship with Ram.
Odnos sa Krishnom, iako bio Bhakta Ram.
And all night he was simply crying.
Cijelu noć je plakao.
He was so attached to Lord Ram that he couldn't do it.
Jer je bio toliko vezan za gospodina Ramu da to nije mogao
učiniti.
I osjećao je veliku uznemirenost.
So the next day he came back and he said, my dear Lord,
idući dan došao do gospodina Chaitanya, rekao, moj dragi gospodine,
I'm so attached to the lotus feet of Raghupati, I can't give it up.
Toliko sam vezan za lotusova stopala Raghupatija da ne mogu
od toga
odustati, ne mogu ispuniti tvoju instrukciju.
Lord Chaitanya smiled, he said, of course not, you're a Hanuman.
Gospodin Chaitanya rekao, naravno da ne možeš, ti si Hanuman.
And he was happy.
I bio sretan.
So he was testing him, that's all.
Testirao ga jednostavno.
There are so many different kinds of bhaktis in our movement.
Postoje mnogo različitih bhakta u našem pokretu.
There's also Shiva bhakti.
Ima i Shiva bhakti.
There's two Shiva in our.
Ima dvojica Shiva.
So, you know,
bhakta.
This movement is quite diverse. But Lord Chaitanya, he's Radha and Krishna.
Gospodin Chaitanya je Radha i Krishna.
And he's teaching, more or less, to worship the Lord in that rasa.
I manje više podučava da obožavamo gospodina u toj rasi. Madhurya rasa.
If you read the books, Prabhupada is telling us we could become perfect in Madhurya rasa, in Vatsaya rasa, in Sakya rasa, in Dasya rasa.
Govori da možemo postati savršeni u svim rasama.
Like Kunta Basis, you can.
Kao stanovnici Vaikunte.
It's like Sridhar Swami, the commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Sridhar Swami, komentator Srimad Bhagavatam.
He was a devotee of Lord Srinivasa.
Bio je bhakta gospodina Narsimhadeva. To je bilo njegovo obožavano božanstvo.
We have different kinds of devotees in this movement.
Ima različitih vrsta bhakta u ovom pokretu.
Okay.
U redu.
You agree with me? Okay, thank you. Yes. Okay.
A little drop of nectar of your impression meeting Srila Prabhupada.
Marian želi kap nektara susreta sa Srila Prabhupadom.
I had very little association with Prabhupada.
Imao sam malo druženja sa Srila Prabhupadom.
You know, I joined the Hare Krishna movement in Vrindavan in 1973.
U New Vrindavanu 73.
And Prabhupada was traveling all over the world.
Prabhupada je putovao po cijelom svijetu.
So he came to New Vrindavan in 74 for a few days.
Došao na par dana u New Vrindavan 74.
In 75 I saw him in New York for a few days.
In 76
he came to New Vrindavan again.
And that was
it. I saw him on three different occasions.
And I
never really talked to him.
I was
always in the background. But I did cook for him.
Ali sam kuhao za njega.
I made some sweets and he liked it.
Radio sam neke slatkiše koje je volio.
He looked at me once.
Pogledao me jedan put.
I don't know what he saw, but
ne znam što je vidio, ali
I guess he was thinking this guy will never make it.
Vjerojatno je mislio ovaj momak neće nikad uspjeti.
He's definitely a case for Lord Nityananda.
Ovo je definitivno slučaj za gospodina Nityananda.
But, in those days Prabhupada was traveling constantly.
Tada je Prabhupad
preaching, writing, opening up temples, visiting,
putovao, propovjedao, otvarao hramove.
And I was in New Vrindavan.
Ja sam bio u New Vrindavanu.
And he didn't come to New Vrindavan so much.
Nije puno dolazio u New Vrindavan.
And you know, one time he came to New York in 1975. 75. And we took a, 15 of us devotees, we went into a van and we all went to see him in New York.
Nas 15 bahte ušlo u kombi, otišlo ga vidjeti.
Which is about a 10-hour drive from where we were.
To je bilo 10 sati vožnje.
And Prabhupada was on a morning walk one day, and I went on that morning walk.
Išao sam u jutarnju šetnju.
But I was way in the back.
Ali bio sam daleko u pozadu.
So I was just a little insect.
Ja sam mali insekt.
Now I'm a big insect.
Ja sam veliki insekt.
Still an insect.
Ali još uvijek
anyway, insekt. I remember Prabhupada said one thing on the morning walk I never
sjećam
forgot.
Se jedne stvari koje je Prabhupada rekao u jutarnjoj šetnji.
This was in New York and he was walking through Central Park, which is the biggest park in New York.
To je bilo u New Yorku, u Central Parku, u najvećem parku.
And his cars go through the park too because it's such a big park.
Automobili također prolaze kroz park.
So cars were driving past.
Prolazili su auti.
So Prabhupada said,
Prabhupada je rekao,
a man, he's running on four wheels.
Čovjek se vozi na četiri kotače.
And the dog is running on four legs.
A pas hoda na četiri noge.
What's the difference?
Koja je razlika?
The business is running.
Djelatnost koju rade
so,
je trčanje.
Prabhupada was teaching us that people are just running around.
Prabhupada ne poučava
no
da
business in a dog
ljudi
running.
Samo trče okolo, a to je isto ono što
what
radi
is the dog
pas.
Doing?
Što radi pas?
It's after sense gratification.
On traži osjetilno zadovoljstvo.
He's running after sense gratification in his car.
Čovjek radi to isto u svom automobilu.
So that's the only thing I remember on that morning walk.
To je jedina stvar koju se sjećam sa te jutarnje šetnje.
So I had very little association with Prabhupada.
Imao sam jako malo druženja sa Šilom Prabhupadom.
But we learn from scriptures that.
Ali učimo iz pisa.
Of course, it's very nice to have his association.
Naravno, vrlo je lijepo imati druženje.
But when Prabhupada left the planet in 1977,
ali kada je 77. Prabhupada napustio planetu,
some devotees left the movement.
Neki su bhakte napustili pokret.
Because they were so attached to Prabhupada's personal association.
Jer su bili toliko vezani za Prabhupada osobno druženje.
They didn't really go deep into his instructions.
Nisu ušli duboko u njegove instrukcije.
So personal association is nice, but instructions are higher.
Osobno druženje je lijepo, ali instrukcije
because
su
when you're
više.
With the instructions, you're actually connecting with the spiritual master for his purpose. His purpose is to give you instructions.
Kad ste vezani za instrukciju, onda se povezujete sa svrhom svog duhovnog učitelja. Svrha duhovnog
so
učitelja su njegove instrukcije.
So one can have a relationship with Prabhupada right now.
Možemo sada imati odnos sa Šrila Prabhupada.
By following his instructions.
Slijedeći njegove instrukcije.
And you can associate with Prabhupada.
Možemo se družiti sa Šrila Prabhupadom kroz njegove
instrukcije.
To je bitno za svakoga, vrijedno za svakoga.
Thank you. Any other questions?
In which way can we overcome routine in our devotional practice?
Routine means mechanical.
Rutinski znači mehanički.
Yeah. By understanding that whatever we do, we're doing it as an offering to Krishna.
Da, što god da radimo, radimo kao ponudu Krishni.
It's not called service, it's called devotional service.
Ne zove se samo služba, već predana služba.
That means service done with devotion.
Služba koja se mora raditi sa predanošću.
So overcoming routine means to understand why we're doing what we're doing.
Nadići rutinu znači shvatiti zašto radimo ono što radimo.
There's a purpose and meaning behind everything we do.
Postoji svrha i značenje svemu što radimo.
We're trying to please Krishna.
Nastojimo zadovoljiti Krishnu.
We're trying to please Krishna's devotees.
Nastojimo zadovoljiti Krishnine
bhakte. If we do everything in that spirit,
ako sve radimo u tom duhu, onda to nije mehanički.
Mechanical is when we lose the vision of what we're doing.
Mehanički znači kad izgubimo viziju onoga što radimo.
We go through the motions, forgetting about what the meaning is.
Radimo samo pokrete bez da znamo što je značenje.
So one way of overcoming mechanical is to regularly hear and read the books and
jedan
get a
način,
clear understanding of the process.
Jedan način da nadiđemo mehanički je da redovno čitamo knjige da bismo shvatili koja je praksa.
We should act out of knowledge and not simply out of, you know, habit.
Trebamo djelovati iz znanja, ne samo iz navike.
Sometimes we lose the taste and we fall into that mechanical.
Neki put gubimo ukus pa padamo u mehaničko djelovanje.
Then we have to seriously chant the holy names.
Tada moramo ozbiljno pjevati sveta imena.
If we seriously chant the holy names, we will get the taste back in our spirit.
Ako ozbiljno pjevamo sveta ime, dobit ćemo nazad ukus.
A lot of times we don't chant properly and then things become mechanical.
Mnogo puta ne mantramo pravilno i onda stvari postaju mehaničke.
Okay.
There is okay. No more questions.
One more?
No more.
Everyone wants prasad. Okay. So, thank you so much for your
Hvala
attention.
Puno za vašu pažnju.
Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Za vaš entuzijazam.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki
jai.
Nitai Gaur Premanandi
Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.